Junior.
TR, this is KK4SAC. Do you copy, Tom?
Hey, Paul. How you doing? I hope I got your name right. It's been so long.
Yes, it is correct. It's been a long time. Still in Duncan. Just heard you on. And how's it going for you? Over.
It's a beautiful day. Can't complain. We're just going over to Spartanburg to probably Sam's and Costco's because the daughter wants something from Sam's. And just getting out to enjoy the day before it gets too darn hot.
Yeah, that's what my wife and I do is we go out early in the morning when the stores first open because we can't stand the hot, the heat and the humidity, and just walking around makes you sweat. Over.
Just exactly like us, Paul. I got congestive heart failure and makes it hard to go very far in the heat or the cold. But I hope you guys are doing all right. At least you weren't down in the Caribbean or something when this storm comes through.
Roger, roger. Well, we're home permanently now. The boat is in Charleston, and we have a travel trailer, so we take trips with the travel trailer and then go down to the boat for a while. There's no moss growing under our feet, over.
Well, I can't say the same for us. We've been staying quarantined a lot, and I enjoy going to the store, but it worries me. Because if I get that stuff, it'd probably be a death sentence, more than likely. And because my heart isn't that good. But thank God for what it is. But people, there are some out there still not wearing the masks. They need to do that till this stuff gets over with.
Oh, I agree. We took a trip up to Connecticut. And we took our travel trailer, and the nice thing was we never had to go into a gas station bathroom. We always used the trailer, and whenever we went to a campsite, we were always isolated from everybody else, and I always wore a mask and gloves when I fueled up. I am very cognizant of this virus. Over.
TR, well, that's great, Paul. That makes sense. And, you know, the gas pump is the worst in the world. I've worn gloves a year or two before this stuff started because that's the biggest place you could get transfer of flu virus and that. So I had done that for quite some time, and I just continue to do it. When we go into the stores, we wear latex gloves and a mask. And I don't like to. It makes you feel silly, but that's the way things need to be for a while. It looks like that they're having real good progress on developing this vaccine. They got a task force that's really pushing it down the line, and I sure hope they're successful with it.
Roger, roger. I think they are going to be successful with the vaccine. Everything I've read, they're being very cautious. They're doing everything by the book, just cutting corners on not on safety or anything else, but doing things in conjunction with each other. So if something fails, then everything fails. So I'm very anxious for the virus. The vaccine, the only thing that I'm concerned about is who's not going to take it. You got people that won't wear a mask. Why would they do the vaccine?
There's no cure for stupid, Paul. It's out there. They walk among us. It's like people won't take the flu vaccine because they think it'll give them the flu. We're just passing some relatives over here now that they say that she gets the flu from the flu vaccine, which is an impossibility. It's a dead virus. It's a killed virus before it's ever put into the vaccine. But she swears that she gets it, so she won't take it. And they got two college kids staying with them, so... And he's had multiple heart surgeries and heart valve replacements and everything else. And personally, I think it's kind of selfish that she endangers them with that. But you can't say that, of course. They're relatives.
Roger, roger. I'm going to change the subject for a second because I've got a question. And we both are in agreement on the virus and the... and what has to happen. I'm buying a 6-meter ground plane, and is the 6-meter repeaters active here?
I have no idea, Paul. I've never had an interest in 6 meters. It's called the magic band. It's there when it's there, and it's not when it's not. But of course, if there's repeaters, it's a usable source. I just can't answer anything about it. I'm a poor source on that. I can tell you that N4IQ knows. He's got 6 meters, and there's probably quite a few on here that that do. But just has no interest with me.
Oh, okay. I just thought that you might know. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to put it on top of the 6-meter ground plane, put it on top of another pole on top of my 2-meter ground plane, and then I've got a dipole for 6 meters also I'm going to put up and try single sideband also.
Friend back in Kansas, N0IGZ, that did VUCC, and I think he runs 3 watts most of the time. Whenever the conditions are right, you can talk all over the world on very little power, and it's a great band when those things happen, and there are alerts out there when it happens, you know, the ionized clouds and sporadic E and all of that stuff. It depends a lot on that. But that was on sideband, and like I said, he worked VUCC on it.
Yep, I just wanted to do something. You know, one of the things, you get bored and you just go on the internet and you buy stuff and you say, okay, now I got to use it. And I did that because they're redoing the whole house, the siding and the roof and the gutters and everything. So I had to take all my antennas down. So I said, while it's down, I can add that 6-meter ground plane. By the way, this for ID, this is KK4SAC, Duncan.
You're mobile. Yeah, sounds great, Paul. Well, where do you guys stay at when you go places in that travel trailer? And aren't they relatively expensive to stay at or not?
Some are not. Usually, it's like we're planning a trip the end of this month, and it's $26 a night. Now, all you get is water and...
dropped out for some reason there, Paul.
Roger, roger. $26 a night is what we about the lowest we get. I've gone up to $100 a night for a very nice site. Over.
You could stay in a motel for that. How big a travel trailer have you got?
Just a little 17-foot trailer. It's real small. When you look at a 17-foot trailer, it's pretty small. And it gets smaller when your wife gets in there with you. Over.
Good thing she can't hear you, Paul. In zero TR. Yeah, get smaller with the wife, two dogs, and a parakeet, huh?
You got that right. I've got one dog, and he takes up enough room for two dogs and a parakeet. Over.
Yeah, you ought to have a great name for a 17-foot trailer.
It would be. But anyway, it's a small trailer. My old truck pulls it great. Still got the 2500 GMC, over.
Roger. Oh, the wife doesn't care anything about it, and I never had much of an interest in it. I guess it's because we're from up in Kansas, and you could just about pull in anywhere and park your trailer, or even ask the local minister if you could park in the parking lot, and they were all receptive to it. And for years, you could park in the Walmart, but I imagine that's all changed now.
Yeah, Walmart's pretty much restricting who can park there. Some bad people did some bad things, and Walmart said they weren't going to tolerate it, so you couldn't park there. Every so often you can plead with a manager to let you stay one night, from what I understand. I've never tried it. And they'll let you stay one night, but they will kick you out the next morning. And Cracker Barrel lets you park overnight also.
Choice. They got good food. Shoot. Well, we're getting ready to pull out on the Wade Hampton or 29 here at Gap Creek Road, if you know where that's at. Not all that far from where you live at. I see gas there at Sunoco's $1.69.
$1.69. I'm $1.89 here.
I think we bought it for what, $1.63? $1.62. Walmart and Taylor's is always the cheapest place to buy gas up here, Paul. This is a real nice drive for us. The only alternative is to go down on Woodruff, and that's what I call the zoo, and I just won't go down there unless it's an absolute necessity.
Our son lives in Woodruff, and it's crazy there, over.
Yeah, on Woodruff Boulevard, not the town of Woodruff. Yeah, I wish we had more to do. All we've been doing is we got 14 chickens, and then we got a lot of yard work, but yard work's limited to about 10 o'clock in the morning, sometimes noon, and then we pull off. But there hasn't been any DX on the radio at all. I need to find a good practice routine to practice my CW, or I'm going to lose it.
Roger, roger. Well, I gave up on the paddles. I went to a straight key. I think I've only made 5 contacts on CW, and I probably lost 90% of it. I really enjoyed it for a while because it was, it was something I could do and kept me busy, but I've really just let it go by the wayside. The paddles were just useless for me. I couldn't coordinate my hand and my handshakes and everything else. Over.
Sender LTR. Well, I'll tell you, I tried a straight key when I first started out, and that about ruined me on CW. I hate them. The paddles are a blessing, and I can sit there 26, 28 words a minute easily, but now I'm sure my copying speed has gone down, but sending's easy, copying's hard.
I think we had this discussion about 3 years ago, and the problem I had was I had to write everything down that I was going to say before I sent it, otherwise I lost where I was at. Over.
Nothing wrong with that. Heck, there's a lot of guys using the keyboard to do their CW. And if it comes to that, I'll give it up. I don't
believe in it.
It's an old tradition, and it's like those new digital modes, those FT8s and FT4 and that. I just use CW and sideband. And I listened a little bit last night to that 3905 net, but I didn't check in or anything. The reception I had was bad. One of my big antennas down, my Carolina Wyndham, but I have a super loop up, but oh, static was horrible. And the neighbors put in a new solar array, and I think that's blocking my beverage antenna from doing me any good, whereas it used to be wonderful.
Well, I've got my G5RV up, and the guy that did the sighting took my antenna down, so I spent all day Saturday up on scaffolding putting it back up and ladders, and finally got it back up. And you know, the funny thing is he came by Monday and said, oh, do you need help with that? And I took him back there and I said, it's done. You could have come by Sunday. Over.
Shoot. Well, we're passing the hot dog cafe here, headed east over to Spartanburg. Yeah, mine finally broke. I've got all the parts for a new one. Bill suggested this copper-clad steel that has an insulation on it, and I got that, and got my rope, and all of the other components are still good. But getting up a 265-foot antenna in the heat is not my idea of a good thing.
No, it wouldn't be. You know, I'm glad you mentioned the copper-clad steel. I have a problem with that because I've got one. Unless you do an absolute mechanical connection, aren't you going to corrode eventually? Over.
Never had a problem. And Bill has extensive experience, many, many, many years of using a vast array of wire antennas, and that's what he uses. And you know what? It's kind of like E.F. Hutton. It's good enough for me.
Roger, roger. Well, I've got the G5RV is that way, and I always wondered whether it would eventually corrode. But it hasn't so far. It's been up a good many years. And, Bill, you're talking N0IQ, over, N4IQ?
Yeah, he has numerous wire antennas and many, many years of experience. And I can't imagine the number of contacts he has. He has drawers and drawers and drawers of cards, and he also has, he's on the honor roll and all of that stuff. Which, I got 297 countries, but, you know, that's not one of my priorities. I don't do contests and things like that. I might get on there during a contest and make a half a dozen contacts or something just for fun, but, I'm not a competitor, put it that way. I'm just worked them and had fun doing it. It's enjoyable to me, especially the CW, I might add.
Roger, roger. Yeah, that's all. Well, I don't do any contesting. I like the activity on the band when there is contesting because everybody comes out of the woodwork and there's so many hams, but everybody just sits back and doesn't. I read an article in QST the other month or a while back about that hams aren't calling CQ anymore. They're just waiting for nets, and that's kind of and I can't remember how they put it, but they said that there's a missing link to a ham radio. Over.
It's in Gerald TR. Yeah, that's true. I used to stay up on the weekends late when I was a working man back in Kansas. And, you know, you go over to 20 meters at 10, 11 o'clock at night there in Central Standard Time. And I'd call CQ, and goodness gracious, some of the most memorable contacts I ever made to Micronesia and down in that area, you know, Bora Bora and all of that. The most interesting contacts I ever made was calling CQ on 20 meters when the band supposedly was just dead. There wasn't nothing there. And somebody from Tasmania or any of the, you know, South China Sea Islands and that. It was really great. And you'd hear some great stories from some great people. I thought about doing that last night, but when I heard how much noise was on the van, I decided to forego it, and we watched a movie, Miss Meadows, I think it was. It was a cute movie on Prime.
We've been doing that. We watched a movie the other day, and I never watch movies, and we watched Cosmos. It was a good movie. It's on Prime, too. It was a good movie. It was just about contacts the guy listened to radio waves off of from the cosmos, and he found a spaceship. Anyway, neither here nor there. Everything else is but that's good that I don't do that. I used to sit up and do that, but lately, you know, 9 o'clock comes, I'm tired. I'm going to bed. I'm an old man. Over.
Gee, I generally don't go to bed until around midnight. It's the Rouse gene in 0TR. It's Tom Rouse's gene genetics. Our family was always night owls.
Roger, roger. Well, I've always been a morning person. I get up at 5 o'clock every morning. This is KK4SAC, Duncan.
Good night. Now, we get up at, between 6 and 7 usually, and get to going. Well, Paul, we're just about there. It's been a great pleasure talking to you this morning. You and the wife have a great day, and 73s, and I'll catch you down the line. This is 0TR.
KK4SAC. Tom, take care of yourself, and this is KK4SAC. 85.